Today is the 25th of March, 2024. Welcome to Walking the Way. My name is Ray. I want to say a big thank you to everyone for listening in as we continue to share in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together. If you're joining us for the first time, let me say thank you and welcome. Each episode follows a really simple pattern that's a mixture of prayer, scripture, and music. It's easy to pick up as we go along. Don't forget there is a Walking the Way prayer book and today's script which you can download. And if you'd like support Walking the Way or you simply want more information about the podcast, head to rayborrett.co.uk and you can follow the links in the episode notes. We always start each leg of Walking the Way with our opening prayer. I've lit my candle, I've got my coffee, so let's still our hearts, let's come before God. Let's pray, shall we? Heavenly Father, I pray that I go about today's business with a constant awareness of the great cloud of witnesses that I'm surrounded by and the great traditions that I stand in. Witnesses that hold me accountable so that I can be kept away from evil and inspired to do your noble work. So take care of me today, Lord. In the power of Jesus Christ, my Lord. Amen. 2 Samuel 15, verse 14. So David said to all his officials who were with him in Jerusalem, "We must get away at once if we want to escape from Absalom. Hurry, or else he will soon be here and defeat us and kill everyone in the city." In our last chapter, we saw how Joash engineered this plot to bring Absalom back to Jerusalem. And we see now that Absalom has returned to Jerusalem and after a period of time has begun his plot to overthrow his father and become king of Israel. Now, what I notice about this account was not that Absalom had a plan to overthrow his father, but how his father David just seems to run away. And two things strike me about this chapter. Firstly, just how much Absalom must have hated his father to try overthrow him. And I think that was partly in response to the way David responded to the rape of Absalom's sister Tamar. But secondly, the thing that strikes me and the thing that resonates with me most is simply just how fearful David had become. You know, I can understand how Absalom came to the point where he despised his father. Because after all, apart from losing his temper, scripture doesn't say anything about how David handled Tamar's rape. And we read that David mourned Amnon's murder, but not Amnon's behavior. And maybe that was an indication of just how David had changed, how different David had become. Because the typical image we have of David is one of a brave man. Brave young man facing Goliath and bears and lions and tigers and me, oh my. But that's not the image I see when I read today's chapter. Rather, we see a man who is willing to throw away everything that God has given him because he's scared of his son. And unfortunately, in that image of fear, I see glimpses of myself because as a young Christian, I was a firebrand, sharing the gospel with all and sundry. As an older Christian, I find myself less sure and less outgoing. And I have to ask myself what happened. And I know I'm not alone in this because I've had conversations with people about this. But please tell me I'm not the only one who can relate to that. That getting older has made us less sure. We're going to have our first piece of music just to give us some time to think about the passage that we've read, the interactions between Absalom and David, and then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today. And today we read 2 Samuel chapter 15. Thank you. Heavenly Father, as we approach your word today, help us to hear it with your wisdom and respond to it with your grace. Amen. Our Bible readings this week are taken from the Good News Translation, and today I'm reading 2 Samuel chapter 15. After this, Absalom provided a chariot and horses for himself and an escort of 50 men. He would get up early and go and stand by the road at the city gate. Whenever someone came there with a dispute that he wanted the king to settle, Absalom would call him over and ask him where he was from. And after the man had told him what tribe he was from, Absalom would say, "Look, the law is on your side, but there is no representative of the king to hear your case." And he would add, "How I wish I were a judge. Then anyone who had a dispute or claim could come to me and I would give them justice." When the man would approach Absalom to bow down before him, Absalom would reach out, take hold of him and kiss him. Absalom did this with every Israelite who came to the king for judgment, and so he won their loyalty. After 4 years, Absalom said to King David, "Sir, let me go to Hebron and keep a promise I made to the Lord. While I was living in Geshur in Syria, I promised the Lord that if he would take me back to Jerusalem, I would worship him in Hebron." "Go in peace," the king said. So Absalom went to Hebron. But he sent messengers to all the tribes of Israel to say, "When you hear the sound of trumpets, shout, 'Absalom has become king at Hebron.'" There were 200 men who at Absalom's invitation had gone from Jerusalem with them. They knew nothing of the plot and went in all good faith. And while he was offering his sacrifices, Absalom also went to the town of Gilo for Ahithophel, who was one of King David's advisers. The plot against the king gained strength, and Absalom's followers grew in number. A messenger reported to David, "The Israelites are pledging their loyalty to Absalom." So David said to all his officials who were with him in Jerusalem, "We must get away at once if we want to escape from Absalom. Hurry, or else he will soon be here and defeat us and kill everyone in the city." "Yes, your majesty," they answered, "we are ready to do whatever you say." So the king left, accompanied by all his family and officials except for 10 concubines whom he left behind to take care of the palace. As the king and all his men were leaving the city, they stopped at the last house. All his officials stood next to him as the royal bodyguards passed by in front of him. The 600 soldiers who'd followed him from Gath also passed by, and King said to Attai, their leader, "Why are you going with us? Go back and stay with the new king. You are a foreigner, a refugee away from your own country. You've lived here only a short while. So why should I make you wander with me? I don't even know where I'm going. Go back and take all your people with you, and may the Lord be kind and faithful to you." But Ittai answered, "Your majesty, I swear to you in the Lord's name that I always go with you wherever you go, even if it means death." "Fine," David answered, "march on." So Ittai went on with all his men and his dependents. The people cried loudly as David's followers left. The king crossed Kidron Brook, followed by his men, and together they went out toward the wilderness. Zadok the priest was there, and with him were the Levites carrying the sacred covenant box. They set it down, and didn't pick it up again until all the people had left the city. The priest Abiathar was there too. Then the king said to Zadok, "Take the covenant box back to the city. If the Lord is pleased with me, some day he will let me come back to see it in the place where it stands. But if he isn't pleased with me, well then, let him do to me what he wishes." And he went on to say to Zadok, "Look, take your son Ahimaaz, Abiathar's son Jonathan, and go back to the city in peace. Meanwhile, I will wait at the river crossings in the wilderness until I receive news from you." So Zadok and Abiathar took the covenant box back into Jerusalem and stayed there. David went on up the Mount of Olives crying. He was barefoot and had his head covered as a sign of grief. All who followed him covered their heads and cried also. When David was told that Ahithophel had joined Absalom's rebellion, he prayed, "Please, Lord, turn Ahithophel's advice into nonsense." When David reached the top of the hill where there was a place of worship, his trusted friend, Hushai, the Archite, met him with his clothes torn and with dirt on his head. David said to him, "You will be of no help to me if you come with me, but you can help me by returning to the city and telling Absalom that you now serve him as faithfully as you served his father, and do all you can to oppose any advice that Ahithophel gives. The priest Zadok and Abiathar will be there. Tell them everything you hear in the king's palace. They have their sons, Ahimaaz and Jonathan, with them, and you can send them to me with all the information you gather. So Hushai, David's friend, returned to the city just as Absalom was arriving. We're going to have our second piece of music, just to give us some time to think about some of those accounts that we've just read. And after the music, as always, we're going to pray. Our prayer today, taken from our Walking the Way prayer book, is a prayer for those who are going through financial difficulties at the moment. Let's pray, shall we? Father in heaven, thank you for giving us blessings. Thank you for giving us a new day. At times, it can be easy to take them for granted and to forget that no one is promised a new day and no one is promised a blessing. Lord, there are those people who don't know how they're going to make it through financially. And so sometimes this new day can feel as if anxiety is clouding it. But we know the God who made the day, the God who blesses, is more than capable of providing for the day. So Father, whenever they feel anxious, remind them of how you look after the birds of the air. How the birds don't work or worry about their next meal because you feed them each day. We ask that you help them to trust in your character. Lord, if you look after the birds of the air, how much more will you look after them, the person, people that you've made in your image? Help them to remember this, Lord, whenever they feel anxious about their needs. And help them to turn to you in prayer, to bring their needs to you, and to lay down their anxious thoughts before you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And we say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. You've been listening to Walking the Way. All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray, and so until next time, I'll be here waiting as we continue walking the way.